This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
Welcome to the Live Feed. On this episode, we present to you the Winona Municipal Band Concert from July 16, 2014. The Winona Municipal Band, under the direction of Myron Hogg, offers a concert of music for Minnesota summer nights at the Lake Park Bandshell in Winona, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. On the program, you will hear the Star-Spangled Banner, Burst of Flame March, Procession of Nobles, Old American Songs, Wilderness Scenes, Phantom Drums of Wadi Rum, Lemon and Limes, the George Washington Bicentennial March, The Magic of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and America the Beautiful. I'm Terry Tenseth, inviting you to enjoy the sounds of the Winona Municipal Band, a summer tradition, right here on the Live Feed.
Thank you all. Welcome to another beautiful evening, a beautiful Wednesday night here in Winona. Like I said every week, it's always like this here in Winona. This is Wednesday night. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for another concert by your Winona Municipal Band. As is our custom, we always begin with the Star-Spangled Banner. That particular arrangement, we just really like. It's a really fine arrangement, and it just so happens it's not the only arrangement that this gentleman has done. Richard W. Bowles lived from 1918 to 2009, and at the height of his career, he was actually a director of bands at the University of Florida. We are now going to play his best-known work, A March, written in 1955. Here is The Burst of Flames. Thank you. When one thinks of experimental theater, Russian ballet certainly does not come to mind. Certainly not Russian ballet in the 1800s. However, that's exactly what Nicholas Rimsky-Korsakov did, or tried to do, in 1889. He composed an opera ballet. Not an opera with a ballet in it, but where they both went simultaneously. The opera is called Mlada. That's the leading role. That's the main character, the male. He never sang a note in this opera. He was a dancer. Experimental theater that didn't go over really well. I don't know that it's ever been performed in this country. Anyway, there's one piece that really does stand alone and does set itself apart, and that is the Procession of Nobles, written by Nicholas Rimsky-Korsakov from the opera ballet Mlada.
Thank you.
In the early 1950s, Aaron Copland composed a couple of suites for orchestra and voice based on old American songs. Tonight we are going to do the second of those suites. Well, for those of you who've been around, you recognize he wrote these specifically for the great baritone bass William Warfield, a man with this huge booming voice, and he really captured the spirit that Aaron Copland was looking for. This suite contains four very short little tunes. The first one is called The Little Horses. The second is The Golden Willow Tree. Third is Simple Gifts. And four is Ching-a-ring-cha. Some of these you may recognize if you are familiar with Aaron Copland's works. You may recognize little snippets from other of his pieces. Here is The Old American Songs by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
We'd next like to play a piece that was written in the year 2005. It was actually written to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the expedition of Lewis and Clark. This is entitled Wilderness Scenes. The first movement is entitled St. Charles. St. Charles, Missouri is where they started out from in 1804. To the Unknown, the second movement, it's trying to envision with music the hopes and fears and the aspirations of all those who are part of this journey. In the winter, the first winter on their trip, they ended up at the Mandan Village, an Indian village in what is now North Dakota. And that is where they spent their first winter. And that is also where they met and recruited along with them, with their party, Sacagawea, who ended up being invaluable on the expedition. And the final movement that we will play is entitled The Bitter Roots. The Bitter Roots are the mountains, the last real obstacle that they had to pass before they reached the coast. And it turned out to be a little more difficult than what they had thought. Here is, to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the expedition of Lewis and Clark, here are Wilderness Scenes by Michael Sweeney.
Thank you.
Our next selection is entitled Phantom Drums of Wadi Rum. I need to explain a little bit. Wadi. A wadi, W-A-D-I, is a dried-up riverbed, usually associated with the Middle East. This one in particular is located in Jordan. The Wadi Rum is located in the southern part of Jordan. And what makes a rum so special is every once in a while when there's the rain season comes, it creates a river again, and there's an oasis. And so what the idea is, you're supposed to imagine yourself in the desert. A long time ago, I mean, this room has been around for over 2,000 years. It has been used, it is still used. So just picture yourself way back when, riding on a camel, off in the distance, and you're desperately in search of water. The Phantom Drums of Wadi Rum. Thank you. Yes, if you felt that, kind of had the feel of a bolero, you're exactly right, it did. And so does this next one. Our next selection is arranged by Floyd E. Whirl. We all know how good my grasp of the English language is, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce this in Spanish. This is a delightful little ditty, another bolero, entitled Lemons and Limes. For those of you that are history buffs, can you name the year that our first president was born? It's close. Yes, it was in the 1700s, 1732 to be exact. George Washington was born. 200 years later, on the bicentennial of his birth, John Philip Sousa composed a march. And at its first performance, there was the Marine Band, the Navy Band, and the Army Band, all combined with his band to present George Washington Bicentennial March.
Thank you.
probably since the 1970s, one of the greatest influences on American theater and English theater has been the works of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Tonight we are going to present a medley for you from some of his earlier works. These do include From Jesus Christ Superstar, I Don't Know How to Love Him, and the theme itself, Superstar. From the musical Evita, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. From Cats, we have Memory. And from the show of the same name, here is Phantom of the Opera. The magic of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
We want to thank you all for being here this evening and sharing this beautiful evening with all of us. Just want to remind you, we will be rebroadcast Sunday noon on KQAL 89.5 FM. Also at 5 p.m. on Sunday on KWNO AM 1230. That rebroadcast is sponsored by Lighthold Music as well as St. Anne of Winona. So thank you to all of those folks. Special thanks to Merchants Bank, who again, every week they provide us with water during break. We really appreciate that. The Winona Daily News, the Winona Post for posting what we're going to be playing for you. We do appreciate that. And also HBC as well as the radio for bringing our performances to those of you who are not able to be here in person. We want to thank you all for coming. Have a great evening. Please remember to buckle up, drive safely, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks again to the members of the Winona Municipal Band and to their director, Myron Hogg. More information on the Winona Municipal Band can be found on Facebook. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.